They had a little cute little black dog one here the other day, and they mounted it a couple of days at last. One of the ladies took it home. Cute little black devil, like Roosevelt's black dog, you know, that dog he had, yeah.
What do you call those little small, noisy, yapping dogs?
Chihuahuas and new society dogs, they call them. They look snooty, you know, they got a snooty, and they say society people don't want to deal with the poor, you know, they're snooty. So they call the Chihuahua the society dog.
Well, those just those little small mixed breed dogs.
Well, Coyote.
Coyote.
I don't know what they call them, Cuyahoga's in other states.
Cuyahoga Kerr.
Yeah, Kerr, yeah.
If you, those are the ones with the different eye. Have you seen the ones that have an eye that's different?
We met cats like that, but not dogs. They used to say they were bad luck. That was an evil eye looking at that. They're superstitious down here, you know, very superstitious.
Yeah.
Not
did you
the
ever
Protestants,
have,
mostly Catholic.
Yeah, did you ever have a dog come after you? Did you ever get dogs?
No. I always met the pets, and I talked to every dog too. I could have run into some trouble, but I met the good ones all the time.
You never got dog. You never got.
Never got bitten. No, that's a terrible thing. You got to go through that treatment, you know.
Yeah. But you've heard of people.
Oh yeah.
A dog will.
They never did have nothing in our neighborhood. Though the dog Wayne would come around once a week, and everybody. The kids would run home and tell everybody, get the dog in, here comes the dog wagon, and every old Fido would be chained up till they were gone, you know. We had an old lady in our block, she had about 14 dogs and about 14 cats, and she had a cow and a mule. She milked the cow and went around on foot and sold it to customers, you know, good milk. And then the dog wagon come along, got two or three of her little old Cuyahogas. And she raised the devil, you know, she almost had a heart attack. Man said, oh, for God's sake, lady, here she dogs back. They let her have them back. You know, she'd fight for them. But
yeah.
When she'd open that gate, they'd all run out.
What did you say to your dog when you wanted her to get after another person or another thing, another dog?
Never did have that. We never send them after him. You'd say, sick and fired, though, you'd say that. I guess you say that anywhere. But there was no way, you know. Them were nice. Most of them dogs were pets. Everybody had a pet. There's an advertisement on the air in the evening. I don't know what, I forget what it advertised, but they got the dog, he's playing the guitar. I don't know how they get him to do that. And they ask him, it's good boys, ain't it, the lad? And they whoop, whoop, whoop. They eat some kind of dog. Make you laugh, some of them had.
Yeah. Now, the kind of men's, the kind of things that people would wear, like when your old clothes wore out and a man had to go to a place, he'd buy himself a new suit.
You'd
right?
go to a regular men's store, like Godshaw's or some places in your city.
Okay. If it had three pieces, it would have what? Would have?
Pants and coat and vest.
Yeah.
Now they're going back to vest, but it's hot down here. You don't really need a vest. But I guess all the men down there last night had vests, all the gentlemen and the businessmen, all bankers and all, they all wear vests now. But that's a hot thing down here in summer. There's sportswear plenty. A great sport center down here.
You might say, now that coat, it won't fit this year, but last year it...
Well, they'd hand them down. The poor people had children in different sizes and... You often hear that expression, even in old time stories. One girl would say, I never had a dress of my own. I always had to wear downs, hand downs, they call them.
Yeah.
A big sister would go to the next one, then to the last one, you know, and make the dress shorter for her height. Yeah, poor devils had to get raised up. You're all rich. Your daddy got a good job.
He's a doctor.
Oh, you're all millionaires then.
No, he's not.
I know that.
He's
doctor's having a hard time.